Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. It is great to be back with you one more time again for 3 hours of sports talk. That song ends so abruptly. There's no fade out. It's just like the guitar player's like, nah, I'm done.
All right. First of all, when I entered this program a year ago, I extended it, so it's twice as long as it used to be.
Really?
I will go back and I will add a long.
Oh no
fade.
No need.
Normally I fade it before.
I was gonna say we just never get to the end of it.
I was too busy flipping my hair on the stream.
Well, we all have our priorities.
Well, there's a reason why, because when people first see it, there's a thumbnail, and I just want my hair like flying up in the air when the thumbnail is posted. That's all.
I respect that. Look good, feel good, feel good, play good, play good, win good. It's not a cliche, it's a truth.
I'm into scientific experiments today, as you well know.
You really are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lonzo today was doing physics experiments in the office. By that I mean seeing how many walls could he ping various Nerf guns off of based on trajectory, momentum, force vector upon leaving the Nerf gun.
You know what? You're listening to this and you think your job is cool? No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Lonzo and I are sitting there with protractors and compasses trying to figure out, can we get a fourth wall? We can hit if we count the ceiling as a wall, we can get three. Is there a way to get a fourth in there? And the answer was no, there's not. There is, but we just need a cooler Nerf gun. But as far as I'm concerned, Lonzo, that's just justification for us to buy a bigger Nerf gun.
I have one. I just don't have it here. It's the one that will put whelps on you. Yeah,
we need to start. You know what we need to do? We need to start issuing bounties on different people in the building. First one to pop them with a Nerf gun wins the bounty.
Ooh, I am down for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am absolutely down for this. We could start a war. That could be fun.
Yeah.
We could.
I know the weirdos on the morning show down the hall, they'd be in.
Yeah, you've seen my arsenal. So I got a decent arsenal of guns. And I know someone with the rotary thing. I don't know what those are called.
Like a drum.
Yeah, the kind of Jesse the Body Ventura had on Predator. He's got one of those, and it's a Nerf gun, and it does hurt. So
I'm just saying, we start putting bounties on people in the building. It starts a war. I don't hate the plan.
Could be an HR violation, but I'm willing to take a risk, because who's HR?
Ladies and gentlemen, for those that are you listening, yes, we are grown-ups, and yes, we do have a job that we're probably going to get away with this.
Well, here's what we are doing. It's a good thing in this building for cross-promotion. We've talked about that. I mean,
and building camaraderie.
Yeah. And nothing does it more than Nerf.
Correct.
And yes, we will take a Nerf sponsorship if you are a representative of Nerf.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to get the show started. Going to be very, very busy on the broadcast today. A lot that we need to get into. Obviously, we start looking ahead to the championship game. It is Thursday, so we'll start breaking down Monday's game. Today, we will actually go on the record with our way too early picks. Tomorrow, we'll do our early picks, and then on Monday, we'll do our on-time picks and see if we change our opinion from now till Monday. We got to get into some baseball talk. Later on the show, Spencer Rattler has spoken out for the first time about the relationship that brought him to South Carolina. Matt Rhule is now being embarrassed on national television by his own fans. I'll talk to you about that and a whole lot more. With that being said, let's do this. It is the lunch breakdown, the three things you need to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the dog. These three items will be the scuttlebutt around the lunch table today, the three things you need to know before you take your break. Item number one on the lunch breakdown: yesterday afternoon, the saga of Antonio Brown took its next step. Antonio Brown's attorney actually put out a relatively calm statement, I guess, press release. I'm not really sure what to call it. But one that cooled the waters just a little bit. Sean Burstyn is the attorney for Antonio Brown. He told ESPN that Brown told the training staff and Bruce Arians that he felt he was too hurt to continue in the game and that Brown's ankle had been discussed with the coach and the training staff throughout the week. And for a few minutes, the world went, oh, okay, well, if that's true, that kind of changes the scenario just a little bit, right? Like, if that's true, that might change things up just a touch. If Bruce Arians knew for a week that AB's ankle was busted, but then AB decided that he needed to get in on board with it, and it got weird. He released his own statement that said, I took a seat on the sideline, and my coach came up to me very upset and shouted, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I told him it's my ankle, but he knew that. It was well documented, and we had discussed it. He then ordered me to get on the field. Coach, I can't. He didn't call for medical attention. Instead, he shouted at me, you're done, while he ran his finger across his throat. Coach was telling me that if I didn't play hurt, then I was done with the Bucs. I knew we were losing to the Jets, and that was frustrating for all of us, but I could not make football plays on that ankle. Yes, I walked off the field, but there's a major difference between launching from the line and taking hits compared to jogging off the field with a rush of emotions going through your mind. I am reflecting on my reaction, but there was a trigger. The trigger was someone telling me that I'm not allowed to feel pain. End quote. He went on to compliment the rest of the guys that he played with, including Tom Brady, Mike Evans, who tried to calm him down on the sideline, etc. But he also released some other statements on Twitter and Instagram that were a lot more, shall we say, aggressive. Bruce Arians was asked Monday, and he reiterated yesterday, he was asked if Brown told him at any point he was injured, and Arians answered eloquently, quote, no, end quote. As Lonzo pointed out before the show came on the air today, AB, significantly easier to convince people that you were on a busted wheel, significantly easier to convince people that you had a jacked ankle if you are not doing jumping jacks and hyping the crowd in the end zone as you leave the field.
You know, the bad part is, and I know I haven't listened to all of it, so I don't know, but the brief snippets that I've heard on these airwaves and on other outlets, they're not mentioning that. Why is that? It's the most obvious, and maybe I just haven't heard it. They're not mentioning the fact that he's out there jumping around
supposed
messed up ankle. If you're hurt so bad you can't go in, you're not out doing, moving laterally, which you could not do with a messed up ankle. That's the first thing you could not do is move side to side. If you had a messed up ankle, it doesn't work that way. You get more pain moving laterally, moving side to side, than you do moving forward. And he didn't look like he was in pain. He did not. So he ruined his entire case, whatever it should be. I mean, it's about public opinion more than anything because it's not going to solve anything. He ruined that by doing what he did and moving like he did with a supposed busted up ankle.
100%. 100% agreed. Texter says, Antonio Brown was doing topless jumping jacks in the end zone. How hurt was the ankle, really? His credibility is so damaged. I don't think it matters. That on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307. And yeah, here's the thing. I heard somebody say it earlier, and I'm going to give him credit. I want to say it was one of the guys on the morning show that said, what AB doesn't understand at this point is that he has had so much BS throughout his career that he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. He has given away the benefit of the doubt. You give the benefit of the doubt to people that don't have long histories of acting a fool and acting out on the sideline. And again, I think that there is something wrong with AB. I am not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, nor did I stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but I think it's pretty obvious to anybody that has followed this cat's career that my dude is not right in the noggin, and I hope he gets the help he needs. But this was unacceptable, and yeah, he should no longer be on the team. Item number two on the lunch breakdown, speaking of guys that have had their issues in the past, Kyrie Irving made his debut for the Brooklyn Nets last night. Of course, he is less Brooklyn and more Nets, as he will be a part-time player, as he is not permitted to enter the arena in Brooklyn for home games. So he will be effectively a road game player only for the Brooklyn Nets. That being said, showed flashes last night. 22 points, 4 assists, 3 boards, 3 steals in 32 minutes of play. And there were stretches where he, Durant, and Harden were all on the floor, opened it up, and Irving knocked down some crucial baskets down the stretch to help the Nets erase what was a 19-point Pacers lead on their way to the end of the game and a dub. Kyrie said, quote, just a lot of gratitude just to be present tonight with everyone. Just go out there and have fun doing what we love to do. It was a not-so-good first half for us, and we came into the locker room, and we knew that in order to build the identity that we want to have later in the season, we've got to start now, end quote. Of course, Kyrie, not to start a political discussion, but it is part of the story, remains unvaccinated against COVID-19, meaning he is ineligible to play in home games because of New York City's vaccine mandate. He was not on the floor to start the season because the Nets decided before the season they did not want to have a part-time player, but considering that that division remains pretty much wide open, they have elected to change that and allow him to be a road-only player, which makes it interesting because Brooklyn has played very good at home. They played very well at home without Kyrie Irving. They're a good home team. It's been on the road. They've struggled, and now they've got a piece that will help them to put that together. My question is going to be, if the Brooklyn Nets win the division and the Brooklyn Nets get a home field advantage in the NBA playoffs, what happens then? Do you, if you have more games at home than on the road in the NBA playoffs, do you remain with Kyrie Irving as a road player only, or does he decide, I'll go ahead and get the shot so I can play in home games with the Nets, or do the Nets go, chemistry is more important over a 7-game series than it is for an entire half of the season. We're going to put you back on the restricted list. I don't know. I know the drama that is inevitable with this situation is going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of possible drama, but they actually have to, well, like you said, they're playing pretty well. They got to make the playoffs first before this becomes an issue. And the other thing is, from the highlights I saw, chemistry wasn't a problem. He went out there and he played like he plays. Whether you agree with his stance or not, I think you have to admire the fact that he's sticking to it.
I want you to know I completely disagree with the stance. Completely disagree with it. The world is round, Kyrie. It's not flat. And that's why you should be held out of the NBA, because of dumb opinions like that. The globe's not flat. It's a globe. It's a sphere. Come on, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Well, you're right about that.
But I want you all to know, yeah, I visibly saw Lonzo tense up when I started that. I visibly saw him tense up.
No, I was preparing. I was ready. I was, you know, getting ready for the inevitable argument, and then all the messages going, you guys need to talk wrestling.
Ding, 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 ding.
Why are you not talking wrestling, please? Like we're fighting or something. No, again, whatever your stance is, if you stick by it, then that means, hey, you believe in it, and that's what he's doing.
Yep, your consequences that come with it.
Same with, although I think he's wavered a little bit on the flat earth thing.
I would hope so, you know, with the whole it not being that.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Minor details.
But I think you comparing the two is
it's all for
wrong.
Comedy's sake, Lonzo.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we win trophies around here.
Absolutely.
Nets, by the way, second place in the Eastern Conference, 24-12. They are a game and a half back of the Chicago Bulls, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, those Chicago Bulls lead the Eastern Conference. They are a game up on the Bucks, a game and a half up on the Heat in fourth, and a full 3.5 game up on the 76ers, who are in fifth place right now. The Hawks are 17-20, 9 games off the pace. Over in the West, the Warriors at 29-8 share the lead for first place with the Phoenix Suns at 29-8. The Jazz at 28-10 are a game and a half back. The Grizz at 25-14 are fourth. The Mavs, Lakers, Nuggets, and Clippers round out your top eight. And because you care, ladies and gentlemen, my New Orleans Pelicans, Lonzo, not in last place in the West.
There you go. You know what? That's progress. That's progress right there.
Of a kind. Progress of a kind. And item number three on the lunch breakdown, we've got a little bit of news out of both Clemson and South Carolina. We start with the Tiger Men's. The Tiger Men's may, for the first time, big time, be hitting the transfer portal to bring guys in. Dabo Swinney, of course, has had his comments regarding the transfer portal. He has said many times, I'm not anti-portal. I'm not against using it. It's just that we want to use it strategically to fit a need if needed, and it looks like that might have started. Former Louisiana Raging Cajun offensive lineman Osiris Torrance tweeted on Tuesday night that the Tigers had extended him a scholarship offer officially to get him to transfer into Clemson. Of course, Clemson's offensive line in dire need of help. The unit was one of the most affected by injuries nationwide, featuring 7 different starting lineups over 13 games played this season. The only lineman who played and started in every game was Jordan McFadden, an All-ACC second-team choice and 2-time ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week, totaled 798 snaps during his redshirt junior campaign, though it is not immediately known whether or not he'll return for a redshirt senior season. Torrance is a very experienced offensive lineman who can help fill some needs across that position. He played and started in all 11 of Louisiana's games in 2020, earning all Sunbelt Conference second team honors. The 6'5", 335 pounder was part of a unit that ranked 5th nationally in tackles for loss allowed, giving up less than 3.7 per game, and sacks per game allowed at less than a sack allowed per game. This year, the Louisiana native made the All-Sunbelt Conference first team at right guard in the 10 games he played. The Cajuns' offensive line ranked 35th nationally, allowing 1.6. He was also a Joe Moore Award semifinalist for the second year in a row, given to the most outstanding offensive lineman in the country. This would be a big pickup. Does his talent translate from Louisiana to Clemson, from the Sun Belt to the ACC? We're going to find out, but we do know that offensive line is absolutely a need for the Clemson Tigers coming into this year, and this is one of the best ones available in the transfer portal. All of a sudden, Dabo very on board with the transfer portal, and I'm not even going to run smack at the guy because this is absolutely the correct way to handle what is a very deep need for the Tigers.
And whether you agree with it or not, it's how things are run today, and if you find a way to fill a hole that needs to be filled, I guess do it.
There you go. There you go. You have two options. Stand by your principles and make your job a hell of a lot more tough, or go get you an offensive lineman who's allowed to be there and be better automatically. And it looks like with Osiris joining the lineup, that's what will happen. Over on the Gamecocks side, we got more announcements coming down the pipe about guys who are, I don't want to say shockingly, because I don't know that it is shocking. I don't know that it is shocking. But the Gamecocks are coming back, like a lot of them. South Carolina's leading offensive playmaker from Shane Beamer's first season, receiver Josh Van, announced via Twitter yesterday that he is back in for the Gamecocks. One more ride in Columbia. He had announced that he was considering entering the National Football League draft. Van led the Gamecocks in touchdown receptions and finished with the outright team lead in total receptions and yards last year. He tweeted out yesterday, and I quote, "Gamecock Nation, we running it back. Be ready for one thrill of a ride," end quote. Van finished the season with 679 through the air, 5 TDs on 43 catches this fall. Those numbers almost 200 yards and 13 catches better than anybody else on the roster. The former four-star had largely been kind of a question mark until this fall. Van failed to record a buck 20 in two of the previous three seasons. He hit that mark in individual games against Georgia and ECU. This fall, he becomes the latest Gamecock to announce a return to school after South Carolina beat North Carolina 38-21 in the Duke's Mayo Bowl last week. Defensive stalwart Zach Pickens, Sherrod Green, Brad Johnson, and R.J. Roderick have all revealed in recent days that they, too, will be back in Columbia next year. Of course, you add in the Oklahoma transfer quarterback Spencer Rattler and former Sooners tight end Austin Stogner to aid an offense that finished 11th in rushing and 13th in passing, scoring, and total offense in the SEC this past season. And now it looks a little bit more interesting. But the Gamecocks are not done. Reports coming out of Columbia that they will still make a run at one or more transfer portal wide receiver options to alleviate some of the pressure Van saw during the 2021 campaign. South Carolina already landed in the final five for elite UTEP receiver transfer Jacob Cowing, but he chose to sign with Arizona earlier this week. We will see if there are any more wide receivers that Shane Beamer is interested in, or if he will turn to some freshmen to fill those slots. But Josh Van joining Zach Pickens, Sherrod Green, Brad Johnson, and R.J. Roderick, amongst other players coming back next year, that's a good sign, Lonzo, because when you have this many guys who have NFL potential, probably late-round picks, but NFL potential nonetheless, and they all decide to come back, that shows that they are buying into what the coach has going on in the program.
How much do you think the bowl game, the bowl victory, played into this?
A lot. Absolutely a lot. Those guys had fun. Right? And it's much easier to come back to a place you enjoy coming back.
I agree. And there's a different kind of emotion going into that. You're right. Absolutely. They were having fun. Now, can you make that translate with all those guys coming back, with who you got coming in? Can you take that and move that to the beginning of the season and go with it the entire year?
Yeah. I mean, if you can take what we saw out of the Gamecocks bowl win over North Carolina, and you can make that the norm and not the exception, guys will flock to Columbia, South Carolina. Shane Beamer's clearly built something there that these guys want to be a part of after that win. But now you got to maintain it. That's the key. Maintain. We'll see if they can. They got, I don't know, we looked at the schedule a little bit earlier in the week. I think, Alonzo, and honestly, 8 wins is the expectation next year. I really do. I think 8 with Spencer Rattler is the expectation to start the season. We'll talk about that later on the show. My name is Rob Brown. The Great Lonzo's at the buttons today. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into more South Carolina Clemson football talk when we return on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob. He is Lonzo. Phone lines open 844-GSP-ESPN. The Preferred Home Services text lines open for you as well at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. We'll read them on the air. The previous relationship that Shane Beamer had with Spencer Rattler appears to be the reason that the former Boomer Sooner, a QB, has decided that he will call Columbia, South Carolina home for next season. And in an article that, would you look at this? You go look up the article, and who's the author on YahooSports.com? How about Corey Diaz of the Greenville News? I know him!
I have heard of him before.
I know him. Great young man. Great young writer. Anyway, Corey's article gets featured on YahooSports.com. Where he talked, and we brought this up very briefly yesterday, though I didn't spend too much time on the actual interview. In a recent sponsored interview with Garnet Trust, Garnet Trust is a group, entity makes you sound like you're smart. Garnet Trust is an entity that crowdsources funds from fans to pay players for media interviews, attendance and autograph sessions and events, et cetera, et cetera. And during the interview that Spencer Rattler did for the Garnet Trust, he talked a little bit about that relationship that brought him and Austin Stogner to the tight end to USC. Spencer Rattler went on the record and said that his virtual visit with South Carolina, quote, blew me away, end quote. He said Coach Beamer had the entire staff on the call, and it was very impressive. Spencer Rattler said, quote, for me, it was a spot where my family and I felt very comfortable. We knew Coach Beamer for the first 2 years he coached at Oklahoma. He was the tight ends coach. We built a great relationship there. It seemed like a great setup to come play for him, end quote. Of course, Rattler was replaced by Caleb Williams. How about, by the way, Lonzo? Not only did Spencer Rattler transfer out of Oklahoma, but Caleb Williams has now entered the transfer portal as well. So Brent Venables thought he was going to be transferring in to a 4.5, 5-star quarterback, and now he has none at all. Oops.
Does this say something about Venables, though?
No, I don't think it does. This is new coach, not the guy signed up. Venables is likely not going to run the same offense that Lincoln Riley ran. And if you're Caleb Williams and you're looking to stat pad, you're better following a Lincoln Riley or finding another Lincoln Riley than you are playing under Brent Venables, a defensive-minded head coach. But it does make his job a little tougher. Anywho, Rattler started 16 games for the Sooners, passed for 45-95 in the first season, 40 touchdowns. Former coach Lincoln Riley's spread offense would have let him do that. But, of course, after a rocky start to this past season, 1,483 yards, 11 touchdowns, 5 picks, he was benched in place of freshman Caleb Williams, and the writing was pretty much on the wall at that point. Rattler told Garnet Trust he tuned in for some of the second quarter and all of the second half last Thursday of the Gamecocks win that capped a 7-6 record for Beamer in his first season. He said he was impressed with the performance and the direction in which the program is going under Beamer. He said, quote, I love the path he's on right now. They played a great game. They look great on the field. Coach Beamer got soaked in mayo, so that's a positive. His vision is very focused, dialed in on making South Carolina the best team it can be. He's focused on building every day. That's something that's very impressive with Coach Beamer. He's got a great relationship with his players. He knows how to communicate well and get these guys hyped to go. He got me excited to come to South Carolina, and we made it work. It was a great decision, I think, end quote. And that's what we're talking about, Zoe. That's what we're talking about. I've told you guys that my stance on a lot of this stuff we've talked about is it used to be all about the players being resources for the schools. If you want to win in the recruiting game, you have to change the mindset. The mindset cannot be viewing the players as resources for the school. The mindset, if you want to succeed in recruiting moving forward, must be viewing the school as a resource for the player. And that includes the coach, the coaching, it includes the facilities. You wonder why so many schools have been pumping 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, $70 million projects into their football facilities? It is because that is a resource that attracts players. When I went into Clemson's media center and football facility last year for the Clemson Media Day event, I looked around and I was like, damn, kind of wish I would have been a football player. This place is awesome. But if you are a five-star recruit, a four-star recruit, you're getting to see everybody's facilities. That is a resource to you. And on top of that being a resource for you, so's the coach. And Shane Beamer right now is clicking with these young cats in a way that a lot of other coaches are going to want to emulate. I don't know that that makes him a great X's and O's guy, but I do know that it is going to get him the best Jimmy and Joes that want to be there. I don't know if Spencer Rattler is going to regain his 2020 form. I don't know. I don't know if it was his ego, his attitude, a change in the system, a change in personnel. I don't know what brought him down from 2020 to 2021. But I know that he's got a better shot at being that than anybody else looks to in that locker room right now. And I know the fact that he wants to play for Shane Beamer means you are probably going to get the best out of him. I don't know how good the best is. But Shane Beamer looks to be a resource that the kids want to be involved with. That's how you went on the recruiting trail in 2021, ladies and gentlemen.
You're looking at it.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, because it's official now.
Yeah, it is official now. The Buccaneers, breaking news, of course, is brought to you by our friends at BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially released wide receiver Antonio Brown. No longer with the team as of just a few minutes ago. That one is official. No big shock. You know it was coming, but it is official now. Now the question's going to be, does another team call him? And if so, who? You don't call him unless you're a Super Bowl threat, right? You don't call him unless you're a Super Bowl threat. You're not bringing that dude in there for one regular season game. You're not bringing that dude in. I mean, maybe. Like, if you're the Saints or the 49ers.
So he's eligible to just jump to another team right
now?
Yeah,
he's cut. He's unemployed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, thinking of all the playoff teams that we know for sure are playoff teams and a couple that are close, does he put you over the edge? But why would you bring in a guy with a busted up ankle? Because he says his ankle is pretty bad and he can't play. Why would you bring him in?
By the way, not only did they cut him, but they released this statement, Lonzo. Quote, while Antonio did receive treatment on his ankle and was listed on the injury report the week leading up to last Sunday's game, he was cleared to play by our medical team prior to the start of the game, and at no point during the game did he indicate to our medical personnel that he could not play. We have attempted multiple times throughout this week to schedule an evaluation by an outside orthopedic specialist, yet Antonio has not complied. Maintaining the health and wellness of our players is of the utmost importance to our organization, end quote. Bucs general manager Jason Licht told ESPN that Brown and his agent requested last week that the remaining $2 million in contract incentives for the season be guaranteed. And you guys remember when I threw my gear and took my shirt off and did jumping jacks in the opposing team end zone and ran out of the tunnel? Hey, do you mind cut me a check for that $2 million in incentives? Like, not my salary. The $2 million for stuff I was supposed to do on the field and then decided not. Licht also said that Brown did not tell anyone on the Bucks medical staff on Sunday about his ankle bothering him before the game or after it, end quote. If you are Lonzo, the seven seed in the NFC, if you are the San Francisco 49ers or you are the New Orleans Saints, do you sign a contract for 5 games?
No. Because this guy, by his own admission, has a hurt ankle. Why am I bringing in an injured player?
Oh, good point.
Why am I? I'm not good bringing call. In an injured player.
Good call.
That's what this is all about, is a hurt ankle.
Good call. Texas said the ankle looked very good during the jumping jacks. Yeah, that's what Lonzo said before the show. That's a good point. Texas says, how many one-time transfers do these kids get? Can a kid play 4 years of football at 4 different schools? I'll answer that coming up in just a little while. Texas says, does that mean that South Carolina's returning players add another touchdown to their score against Clemson? Oh, wait, never mind. Oh, okay. We just throwing them little jabs in here today, ain't we? Texas says, hey, Dabo, the portal is for players, not coaches. We have decided we're bringing heat this AM, huh? Quick break. Back after this, I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this Antonio Brown scenario keeps getting weirder. AB has posted a picture or what he claims is a screenshot of a text message to and back from Bruce Arians on Twitter. Caption says, "Coach said we never talked." Thinking face emoji. The one with the hands like around the chin, like thinky face. With a picture of his ankle being worked on. And in the blue side, which is the side he sent, it said, "I'm all in, coach. Really can't get to full speed. I want to win. I want to win. It's AB speak. So I'm trying to, let me read it verbatim. "I'm all in, coach. Really can't get to full speed. I want to win. Want to be there. If I wake up tomorrow, feel better. I'll be ready. Kind of rolled it outside on 2-point play. I want what's best for team. LMK, when you free, I'll call you." Arians then wrote back, according to this text message, "Come see me in the morning. We'll talk it out. Definitely want you with us in case you're ready," end quote. We got a guy commenting on the Facebook stream at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. Facebook.com/ESPN Upstate or twitter.com/ESPN Upstate or search the Rob Brown Show on YouTube. If you got a smart TV, you can put it up on your screen just like a TV show. And we are better looking than Skip Bayless. So there's that. Guy on the stream goes by the name No One. And said, "Have you seen the released text messages? They show Arians knew about this ankle already. Arians flat out lied when he said he wasn't aware. It's not like I'm just taking his word out of the thin blue sky. The text messages are physical proof. My question to you is, why do you choose to overlook physical proof just because you don't agree with AB. The problem is you're placing your own personal perception of what it looks like over an actual MRI and two senior doctors' evaluations showing a torn tendon and bone splinter to his ankle. Let me be abundantly clear. As I said on the stream just a minute ago, I'll say it on the air as well for documentation purposes later on down the road. If this turns out to be true, and AB is being totally honest, and all of this is real, I will happily come on the air and personally apologize to Antonio Brown. I'm sure he's listening to the show right now. I will personally apologize to Antonio Brown, and I will absolutely go, as the kids say, ham on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for mishandling the situation. I don't like Antonio Brown, but it does not mean that if Antonio Brown was genuinely mistreated, that he should be that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are off the hook. But what I have right now is, you say the MRI and the two senior doctors. The only person I've seen with these reports is Antonio Brown. And I don't know if you remember this. It was in the distant past. But Antonio Brown was literally suspended multiple games like a month ago. Not just for lying, Lonzo, but for lying about a medical situation, right? He got suspended by the league for lying about his COVID vaccination card. Got suspended for lying about a medical situation about himself.
Which so, at the so, time was, and I don't know if it's been followed up on, but I've seen several things that said that that could be a federal crime because of where
I believe it
things,
is.
Yeah, so, I mean, he could be in.
He still may be prosecuted for that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll go back even further than that. When the story first came up, there was a chef, that alleged that Antonio Brown and other players had fake vaccination cards. And the story came up after two things. Number one, the chef was not paid for work that he had done for Antonio Brown. So I said, okay, maybe the chef's making something up to get back at AB. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt here. And then it turned out that some of the other players that he accused of having fake cards had real cards verified, and the shots were administered by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers medical staff. So I went, oh, okay, the chef's probably lying at this point, right? But then the NFL investigated it, and they found out that, yep, AB definitely has a fake vaccination card, and he was suspended for it. So no, anybody who is distrustful, who does not automatically, and by the way, keep in mind, and how many times have I said this on the air? There is a massive difference. There is an ocean of difference between I don't believe you and I think that you are lying, right? An ocean of difference. If Lonzo says to me, I own a horse, I don't believe Lonzo. But that is not to say Lonzo's lying. I don't believe Lonzo because I've known him for 2 years now, and I have never heard anything about nor seen anything about a horse that he owns, and I know a lot about the compound. But I'm not saying he's lying because I also recognize Lonzo lives on a compound. It would make sense for him to have a horse.
Yeah, they graze on the back 40 on Tuesdays and then the front 40 on Mondays and Thursdays.
It would make sense that he has a horse, but I don't believe that he does. You understand there's a difference.
I got some horsepower out there in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
There's a difference between I don't believe you and I'm lying, or and you're lying. I don't believe Antonio Brown. I'm not accusing him of lying, but here's what I will say, Lonzo. Either Antonio Brown is lying or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are lying, because their two stories are mutually exclusive. They cannot both be true. They cannot both be true. And it may be caused by miscommunication. It may be caused by lack of information going back and forth between AB's camp and the Buccaneers. But the two stories they are telling are mutually exclusive. It may be unintentional lying. It may be telling their truth because this is their truth, but it's just wrong. But these stories are mutually exclusive. And in a situation where there are two mutually exclusive stories being told by two separate camps, I'm going to lean towards the one that did not get suspended a month ago for lying about a medical situation, when this story is literally about lying about a medical situation. That's exactly what the story is the thing AB was suspended for doing. Y'all, I'm a Saints fan. I don't like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am happy to drag the Bucs whenever I get a chance. The fact that I'm taking their side hurts a little bit. But I have the evidence in front of me. I'm not saying I'm wrong. I can't be wrong. But I'm saying right now, based on what we've seen over the past 3 days, AB comes out of this smelling like a fart. It just is what it is. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. Hour number two, I got a lot of stuff to get into. We're going to be really kicking the tires in hour number two. I'm Rob Heaslonzo with ESPN Upstate. If you want real compelling conversation, join the Facebook stream at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate or twitter.com/ESPN Upstate or search The Rob Brown Show on YouTube. And if you search The Rob Brown on YouTube, Rob Brown Show on YouTube, all of the stream videos stay up on my YouTube channel. So you can actually go back and watch shows that you have missed. Plus, you got a smart TV. You can watch the stream just like a TV show. On the stream, we were having a conversation about the Oxford comma, which is the final comma in a list of things. So like if you list four, five, six things, if you list six things, the Oxford comma goes between the fifth and the sixth thing in that list. But a lot of people don't use it. And we have a name for those people. It's cretin, Neanderthal, savage. Use the Oxford comma. You're an adult. It's the proper way to English.
I was going to use the joke of ag school graduate, but I would never use that kind of joke.
Of course not. Of course not. All right. Use the Oxford comma. Back after this with hour number two, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast, Bats Leadoff, Mark Shelley of the Swamp Rabbits after that. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.